miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You can get us and ask questions at udocs, y-o-u-d-o-c-s at gmail.com, y-o-u-d-o-c-s at gmail.com, or the phone number for asking live and talking to Sonar and through Sonar to me, 877-711-5211. Sonar's the engineer who's superb. Don't be intimidated by calling in, although I know from past history most people, and I don't know why this is on our call, but most people would rather send in email questions. So if we get to those, I will let you know. But I've got a whole bunch of questions for our guest as well. Our guest is the author of Haldol and Hyacinths. H-A-L-D-O-L, for those of you who don't know, Haldol is a mainstay of treatment of depression and of, if you will, mental illness. Was used very commonly in probably in days past rather than even more so than now. And Melody Mosey, MelodyMosezi.com is her website. And this is a, and as the Atlanta Journal Constitution says, blistering, brash, and irreverent for the many who struggle to make sense of and survive this misunderstood disorder. Mosey's battered, courageous postcard from the edge can't come too soon. And that's not even the most positive of the reviews. Boston Globe, whip smart and whimsical. Mosey's fierce honesty and comic self-depreciation bind together winningly. So if you want a book to take on vacation, if you want a book to read anytime, if you want a book that will explain what 20% of people in America are going through, this is a great book. It's probably more than 20%. So we were talking to Melody right before the break about what she would do if she had a friend, or say she ran into Robin Williams, and what she would do to try and help him get out of the problem. Melody?
Yeah, you know, I was really saddened by Robin Williams' death, but I wouldn't presume, and I think part of it is a lot of people presume that he had bipolar disorder. He never said it in his life. It was clear that he dealt with depression, and I wouldn't want to presume that kind of thing about anybody without being close to them. So this is something that you would want to be talking to somebody who is close to you. And figuring out with somebody with depression, I think the one thing people are always asking, what can I do? What could I have done to stop it? So suicide in particular is just an irrational moment. Over 90% of people who take their own lives or lose their lives to suicide because they're not themselves. It's not that they take their own lives. They are losing their lives to something because their minds aren't working properly. They're not themselves. And I think that's something a lot of people maybe don't understand. But to those people, you can reach them. After the fact, I think it's really hard for family members, and they wonder, what could I have done? And at that point, there's nothing, right? But if you can catch them early on and it's in a place where they can still feel not ashamed to seek help, I think that's something that affects a lot of people, is just the stigma surrounding mental illness. And you mentioned men in particular, and men are supposed to be strong and tough. And their rates of suicide are very high in terms of how successful they are when they attempt suicide. And especially veterans, which is a really big problem. Out of the more than 100 people who kill themselves on average in this country every day, about 22 of them are veterans. So this mentality of you need to be tough and that having depression is a sign of weakness is something we need to change as a society, because it's not a sign of weakness. We're very talented, smart people. Clearly, Robin Williams is one example, who are living and struggling with different mental illnesses, including depression. It's not something to be ashamed of. I think that's what we need to change, is the way that we think about it and the way that we speak about it. And to be quite honest, we don't speak about it. So I'm very grateful that you've invited me on to talk about mental illness today, because it's something that we don't get to talk about a lot, especially from the perspective of people who are actually living with the illness.
So Donna asks on the email line, why does mental illness have such negative stigma attached to it? For instance, compared to yourself, you had an abdominal illness and had part of your pancreas removed with a cyst, and the whole family rallied around. But when you got mental illness, it was you by yourself. Why is why do you think there's such a negative stigma attached to it?
Right, that's such a good point, because no one blamed me for my pancreatic tumor. Nobody told me to sort of work my way out of it, that I could pull myself out of it. No one ever said that. No one thought it was something I was responsible for. With my mental illness, I was lucky because both my parents are physicians, my sister is a physician. None of them immediately thought that it was my fault. So that was one area that I was blessed, but I think most people are not, because society tends to view it as being some sort of moral weakness. And it's not. It really isn't. There is scientific evidence, and you're the doctor, you can confirm there is scientific evidence to show that depression is a real illness and bipolar disorder are real illnesses. And that's something that we need to still work on just towards accepting. That doesn't mean that you can't help treat it with lifestyle. That's the same thing applies for my pancreas. When I had issues with my pancreas, that illness almost killed me as well. But what happened was I couldn't eat certain things. My diet had to change significantly because if I ate certain things, I would die. So in the same way, when you have a mental illness, you also need to change your lifestyle. And I've heard people say that with a lot of chronic illnesses, like bipolar disorder, even MS and other kinds of chronic illnesses, you need to basically be doing what everyone else should be doing but doesn't. You need to eat well. You need to regulate your sleep. You need to take care of yourself spiritually and emotionally and just be much more conscious of that.
Now, you're recovering from this, and I don't know whether that's the correct word, but but there are two questions. One is John is saying, and I have found this too, but John makes the point. He said, I have a friend who's got bipolar disorder, and he tried to treat himself, I assume that was what he was doing, with alcohol and cocaine. Is that much more common in people with bipolar? One and two is, or is that just more common with men?
No, that's very common with bipolar. It's actually, if you think about it, the idea, the logic behind it is really smart because you go much higher than most people and you go much lower than most people. So the cocaine can bring you up from the bottom and down from the top, and the alcohol would bring you down when you're manic. And that's ideally what people are trying to self-medicate, and that's what they end up doing. In my experience, I've seen a lot of people, they call it dual diagnosis, and they end up having this dual diagnosis of both substance abuse and mental illness, and it's important that you treat the mental illness underlying the substance abuse and not just the substance abuse. You can't take someone with bipolar disorder and send them to
Melody,
AA.
I've got a hard break, so I've got to say thank you. To get more Haldol and Hyasense, A Bipolar Life with Melody Mosey, www.melodymoezzi.com. A great book, a great read.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325. And mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
Her
Care Radio with Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
What we have to do now is we have to demand at the highest levels, National Institutes of Health and big funders, that before any study is done, that male and females are both included and that the sex differences are teased out.
And Michelle King Robson.
Only 37% of clinical trials today are done on women, and that had to be passed by Congress to even get that done.
The naked truth about women.
We as physicians are now being asked to look at many of these medications, start at the lowest dose possible in women.
And the FDA said that too, that, you know, just prescribe the lowest dose. But we need to review all drugs for women.
Live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well.